can wait to ask you about how you liked this movie.
Yeah, this one.
Did this help clear some things up a little bit, maybe for you? A
little
little
bit.
bit.
David watched with
Okay,
me,
cool.
and his conclusion was, I just hate the Saw movies. They're so bad.
I
And
understand how he why he would feel that way.
I don't necessarily disagree. I'm kind of getting tired of the non-endings they do. I guess it doesn't count for the first movie, second movie, where the ending is pretty conclusive. John Kramer closes the door, Amanda closes the door, Mark Hoffman closes the door, and they say game over. And but with like four onwards, it feels like they're missing a scene. No, in Saw 3 as well, it feels like they're missing a scene. And I get why they're doing it. It's because they already have been greenlit for the next sequel, so they're just like, oh, we won't write an actual ending, we'll just continue immediately afterwards. And so I get from like a non you're not watching this as a series, you're just watching one movie because it's on, and it just doesn't have a real ending.
It doesn't. Wait till you. The next one may be like the worst ending, but that's no spoiler. But you'll see what I mean when we watch
Yeah.
the next one
Oh
is
yeah,
the final chapter.
that annoyed David too, because I was looking up Saw the Final Chapter on Amazon Prime, and they have like five different versions available for
What?
rent or
Oh my
buy.
gosh.
Yeah, because you've got the theatrical release, you have the extended version, the uncensored version, you have Saw 3D, which you can buy if you have like a 3D TV, probably. There's a Saw extended edition with bonus
Oh yeah,
features.
it is the 3D one with the 3D
Yeah.
TV. We'll just have to
So,
watch the whatever
yeah.
one I have on like Blu-ray DVD must be like the theatrical. So just watch the basics. Just do the
Yeah. I've noticed,
basics.
like, because with the last couple, I've watched the unrated version,
Oh.
and there really isn't that much difference. It's just, I assume there's less cuts when there's
Yeah.
torture going
Oh
on.
yeah, I hear you. Yeah, you're probably right.
Anyway, welcome to Real Horror Show, a horror movie review podcast where we review movies from Netflix, Hulu, Shudder, and everything in between. I'm your host, Sam Odie.
And I'm your co-host, Stormy Skies.
Welcome to our podcast. Today we'll be reviewing Saw 6, which is a 2009 horror film directed by Kevin Greert in his directorial debut, having edited the prior installments to this film and written by Patrick Melton and Marcus Dunstan. The film stars Tobin Bell, Costas Mandylor, Betsy Russell, Mark Rolston, Peter Outerbridge, and Shawnee Smith. It's the sequel to 2008 Saw 5 and the sixth installment of the Saw franchise. Maintains focus on the posthumous effects of the Jigsaw Killer and the progression of his successor, Mark Hoffman. The plot follows an insurance executive who must complete a series of deadly games set up by Hoffman in order to rescue his employees. Meanwhile, the FBI comes to suspect that Agent Peter Strom, who was framed by Hoffman as being Jigsaw's successor, was not actually Jigsaw's accomplice, and reopens the investigation, drawing Hoffman into motion to protect his secret identity. Movies are then rated on. This is how we like to break it down. I was close. I was close. Wrong bullet point. And this is how we like to break it down. We start with characters and acting, that followed by stories and writing, and then production. And then we like to discuss the real horrors this movie addresses. Sometimes they're serious, and sometimes we like to have a little bit of goofy fun. That being said, we are a horror movie podcast, so here is a general trigger warning. We talk about death, blood, guts, and other unsavory topics that might not be suitable for everyone, although we do try to do so with sensitivity. Listener's discretion is advised. Movies are then rated on a scale of what the fuck did I just watch? Meh, it's okay. And then, ah, yeah, that fucked me up, which is what all horror should strive to be. So let's get started.
Yay.
Speaking of what the fuck did I just watch? I saw the first Omen on
The
Thursday.
first Omen. Like it is okay, so
Yeah.
it's a new movie.
It's a prequel to The Omen. And as a prequel, it works really well. It leads directly into like what The Omen is, I assume. I've never seen The Omen franchise other than Look at me, Damien.
That's all you need.
It's all
Yeah,
for
that's all you need
you.
to see. Truly.
Yeah. And they call back to that. They call back to it in this one.
Cool.
Or anyway, so it's about like the nun that got pregnant with Damien and then all of that. And they're setting up for a sequel, and I don't know how they're going to do a sequel because I think this is a prequel to the original 1976
Yeah.
movie. I need to check IMDb again now that the movie's out because I'm pretty sure at the end they show a picture of Gregory Peck as the ambassador to
Oh,
Rome.
okay.
And the reason it's a what the fuck did I just watch, even though I did enjoy
Yeah.
it for what it was, is the Catholic, I'm never one to question the Catholic Church and why they do what they do. because I'm not Catholic, it doesn't affect me
Yeah.
ultimately. It's not 1600s. But their plan is they're impregnating specific women using a jackal because they're going to create the Antichrist because people are turning away from the church. And so they're going to make the Antichrist so people become scared and return to the
What
church.
the heck? That's not a
So it's a
bad
little
idea. Yeah, what the
convoluted.
fuck? They're like, I really dislike Satan, but just this
Yeah.
once, we might need to team up to
Yeah.
save the
And
religion.
I'm just like, you know, maybe a potluck would help
Oh
bring
my
people
God, I
back.
know. What the fuck?
Because I don't talk about my day job that much, but I am a parish administrator, a church secretary, if you will. And as we talk about how do we bring young families back into the church, never once has it been, let's create the Antichrist.
Yeah, let's have a woman get with
It's
a jackal. Fuck.
always like we could have a potluck, we could, you know, offer Sunday school to watch
Right.
kids, we could do this and this. It never once has birthing the
Yeah, right.
Antichrist come up in these
Like youth
discussions.
group, like game
Yeah.
night would be fun, like donut day after
Yeah.
church in the morning. That's fun. It's
Yeah.
very
Yeah.
chill.
Fun little activities because people love free food,
Yeah,
right?
dude, for
Like,
sure.
yeah, but somehow we've never considered birthing the Antichrist. I'll bring it
What
up
the
at the meeting
fuck?
this
Yeah, you'll
week.
have to, but like, dude, there's like a bunch of Omen movies already. Like, how are they gonna squeeze in a sequel to the prequel when there's like five?
I don't know.
Dude.
I don't know because spoilers, the nun gives birth to twins,
Yeah.
and one's a girl.
Oh.
And she manages to get out of, they like try to kill all three of them because this is where it gets really stupid. So for some reason, all of the original babies born to the jackal were girls. None of them were boys. So none of them could be the Antichrist. The Antichrist has to be a boy
Of
for
course
some
it does,
reason.
yeah.
So instead, they change directions and they're creating the mother who will give birth to the Antichrist, because in order to create the Antichrist, the jackal has to mate with its own offspring. I don't know. I'm not questioning it. This is their science. They can do what they
My
want.
God. Oh,
So that happens. And there's another little girl who we assume is the Antichrist, but really she's too young to get pregnant or
yeah.
something. And at the end, the nuns set the building on fire to burn the little baby girl, the mother nun, and then the other like jackal offspring. But the other jackal offspring saves both of them, and they go live in a remote mountain somewhere in Europe. And it's revealed at the end that the church knows they're alive and they're gonna come kill the little girl because I guess the little girl's the only one that can defeat the Antichrist. So I don't know how that's gonna fit into the established lore of the Omen.
Yeah, so weird. There's one, two, three. There's four Omen movies, not including the one you just saw. And I don't really know what happens in them.
Yeah, I guess I'm gonna finally have to sit down and watch The
Yeah,
Omen.
other than the dude in it, Damien is alive. I think it looks like
Yeah.
he's alive in one, two, three of them. And he's the Antichrist, but he might die. So I don't know. Don't know. What the fuck? The jackal be like, are they humans still? Are they like just people?
No, jackals are like demons or something. Like they're
Oh.
jackals. But no, so they did it twice. They dropped the needle twice on who this baby is, and that it's a prequel to The Omen. So in case you are dumb and didn't realize that the bishop explaining the plan to give the baby to Gregory Peck, the ambassador to Rome from the United States, so the baby can grow up in a place of authority. The priest at the end who says that the church knows that you're alive and they're coming for you. The last thing he says is, "Oh, they gave your son a name, by the way, Damien."
Oh,
I'm like, "No shit, we know
wow.
this is a prequel to." Anyway, maybe some people didn't know, but if they didn't know, then that line has zero impact. It's like Saw 10 for me at the end where Mark Hoffman comes and I'm like, "Oh, I'm sure this is a great moment for
Yeah.
Saw
Soften eyes, like,
fanatics."
oh boy. Yeah, that's so crazy.
Anyway,
That's very funny.
back to the actual movie we're reviewing. I just needed to talk about the first Omen. Like,
Yeah.
other than the convoluted plan and the like stupid needle drop where we already know this baby's Damien, or you do know if you're a fan of the Omen. But even if you're but like if you're not a fan of the Omen, the needle drop that it's Damien doesn't
It
matter.
doesn't matter.
Anyway.
I know it's Damien. Yeah, where is this jackal?
Yeah.
I'm just looking at pictures from the movie. Do they show the jackal? Is it like a dog or is that a demon person?
It's a demon dog person.
But the babies
Like it
are
has,
like they're 100% people. They're like humans.
yeah.
Oh,
They're just a little ego.
okay. I see. Well, I see. Well, thank you for letting me know. I didn't even know that movie came out. Because I
No, it
looked up
was
their
pretty good. Like
Yeah.
there's a weird a number of nun movies coming out in the
Yeah,
last
that's
like couple of weeks,
interesting.
and by a weird amount I mean two.
But that's more
like
than zero.
like the yeah like the Catholic Church and nuns are a very popular topic for horror movies,
Yeah.
but having like two come out back to back with very similar plots is weird.
Wait, but you
Like
saw
I
Immaculate
enjoyed
then.
Immaculate.
Yeah.
Immaculate was really
How was
good,
that?
but like in terms of like a fun, good
Yeah.
time, I would probably choose to rewatch the first Omen because Immaculate, it's a neon horror film, which neon is kind of up there with A24, so a little trippier, a little grimmer.
Okay.
They're not afraid to go
Can you
there.
tell me a little bit about what happens, the spoiler alert to other people that want to see, but I just want to know. I may see it.
Sydney Sweeney is a nun. And she arrives at a convent in Spain or Italy, one of the
Okay.
two. Because again, both of these are very similar. In the first Omen, it's a nunnery, it's an orphanage in Italy. This is a like end of life care facility for nuns in Immaculate.
Okay.
And Sydney's been picked since childhood to give birth to the next coming of Christ.
Oh,
And so she.
shit.
Yeah. So basically that's why this convent picked her to come is they heard about her
Yeah.
story and why she chose to become a nun and decided she will give birth to Jesus, the second coming of Christ. And then we find out that the second coming of Christ is not as immaculate as we were led to believe. And that's really good. I quite
That's
liked
cool,
it.
but how do they make her baby the second coming of Christ? How do they make
The head priest of this convent, he used to be a biologist,
Okay.
and they found a nail from the crucifixion, and they were able to extract DNA from the nail,
Wow.
and they used that DNA to create a clone. And as we all know with cloning, you basically just create a baby that's going to grow up to look like the person.
Yeah.
It's not a one for one recreation like with Dolly the sheep.
Right.
You still it's a baby. You don't just create a full grown man.
Right.
So they impregnate her with a clone and she's like, this is not of God. This is
Right.
this isn't going to be the second coming of Christ.
Yeah.
And so the final act is her trying to escape while in active labor.
Okay.
And the very end, she gives birth, and we don't see the thing she gives birth to. We just hear like this very demonic
Oh my
crying,
God.
and Sydney Sweeney's horrified look on her face, and she goes and gets a giant
And
rock,
kills
and
it.
it ends with her dropping the rock
Oh
on it.
God. Yeah, that's crazy. It was probably what the babies were supposed to look like in the first Omen, the jackal baby or whatever. Oh man. Yeah,
So
well,
That one was like excellent.
interesting.
That's your
Cool.
top tier elevated horror, and then this one's just like a good time.
Okay, very cool.
A silly, fun,
Silly
good
fun good
time.
time. Yeah, so it looks like Immaculate is 1 hour and like 30 minutes, and then the other one is like 2 hours. Did you just think it was long? A little longer.
It didn't feel
Okay,
long.
good.
There were parts that felt dragged
Okay.
out, but like it didn't feel long at all.
Cool.
I had a good time.
She will have the baby. Cool.
But anyway, on to the real review of this week, Saw
Yeah, sorry,
Six,
guys.
which much like the first Omen has a convoluted plot. All the Saw movies have convoluted plots. Okay, so let me just, before I get into story, I'll talk about acting. I don't think we have any new players returning other than the people in the traps, and that's probably going to be a running theme,
Yeah.
is the people in the traps are the new players. So we have it's an insurance company that's being tested by Jigsaw. This is like his final official John Kramer
Yes.
test. He's punishing the insurance company for playing games with people's lives. They deny claims of people who are sick. They deny treatment to those who are sick, but give treatment to those who are healthy. So they punish you for being sick, which is something we all suspect with insurance companies.
It's wild, yeah.
The thing I wanted to say is this is the first Saw movie that feels incredibly political, whether or not they do a good job at discussing those politics is up for the viewer. Like, I'm not coming to a Saw movie for a deep dive into the American insurance system, but from the top, with the first trap, it was like mortgage lenders
Like
who
lenders.
give out too big of a loan that people can't pay
Yeah,
back.
like never.
And that is incredibly timely to when this movie came out in 2009 with the US housing crisis happening and the recession. And I was like, oh, that is very like
I didn't realize that, but yeah,
relevant to
you're right.
2009.
Damn.
But Mark Hoffman's back and he's just not a good successor to
Oh
Jigsaw.
man, I know. He really is not doing a good job.
He's just a serial killer. Like, let's call Hoffman what he is. He's a serial killer who got lucky that Jigsaw gave him all of his cool little
Yeah,
toys.
exactly.
And we see Shawnee Smith return as Amanda, get a little more backstory into Amanda and how John used her. We have Jill Tuck returning, and I'm curious to see how Jill Tuck's story ends, because this ends with her probably becoming number one on Hoffman's hit list.
Yes, yeah.
But no, I thought the performances in this were pretty
Yeah.
good, especially in the traps. There were no bad performances that stood out to
Yeah.
me. Unfortunately, we did have to look at Jeff's face one
Oh
last
yeah, I
time
guess you're right, we did.
in flashback to Amanda's final test, because we find out, moving into story, that Amanda was there the night that Gideon Kramer was killed in the womb. And in fact, it was because of her that the guy was robbing the place in the first
Yeah,
place.
Cecil. That was her like crack boyfriend.
Yeah, she was the one telling Cecil, "No, you gotta rob the place." And he's like, "Oh, but they've been good to us." And she's like, "No,
She's
do
like,
it."
no,
And
you
then,
little bitch. And he's like,
yeah,
oh.
so we find out that Amanda's the reason Gideon died. And
Yeah.
then
And Hoffman knows that. How the fuck did
Hoffman
he
knew it,
know?
and he was like, "You're gonna kill Dr. Lynn, or I'm fucking telling John what you did." And
That's why she killed her. She didn't have
so
to.
maybe now Saw 3 is finally tied
Yes, it's
up.
finally tied up after like a couple more movies. And I think now we're finally at the start of Saw 4, which is after the autopsy. I think we're finally there. You guys.
So anyway, the other significant side plot is finding out what was in the box that John left Jill Tuck, and getting a little more inside of Jill Tuck. We find out that she more or less lied to the detectives in Saw 4, saying that she didn't know what John was doing. She had nothing to do with it. But we do find out in flashbacks that she did, in fact, know what John was doing, because he told her outright, "Your methods for helping addicts don't work. They're always going to be addicts, and in fact, they're getting addicted to
Methadone.
like the methadone, the stuff you're giving them to no longer be addicts. And he's like, my methods work. In fact, here's proof. And then the camera pans over to Amanda, who Jill didn't notice was
I
standing
know,
there the
right
whole
inside of her
time.
office, like already in there.
And I guess that somehow convinces Jill that what he's doing is right. So she is up to something. We know she's up to something. We don't know exactly what, because there's also a reporter that's hounding her for more stories. She wants to know more about John Kramer. She wants to know who the man
She's
was
like, go away.
before.
Pamela Jenkins.
And she makes a deal with Hoffman that she'll stop exaggerating what the jigsaw traps are if she can get access to Jill Tuck.
And of course,
And he's like, yeah, of course, because I am Jigsaw and you're lying
yeah,
about
and he's like,
me.
I also have her address because we're secretly working together.
Yeah, I wouldn't say they're working together, but Jill is aware that he's continuing the Jigsaw killings. And I don't know if she outright says it. I just watched this, but I can't remember. She implies that he's not really doing what John would have
Yeah,
wanted.
she's trying to say like she has John's will, and he's like, no, give all that stuff to me. I think he's like mad that like she's included because he wants to do everything. And but she's like, well, no, here's the things, but this is what John wanted, and not John, you're not John, stuff like that. So she implied it
Yeah,
exactly.
that's it. That's his sense. That's exactly what she says. And Hoffman just doesn't, he doesn't like that there could be anyone else that John trusted. But of course,
Well,
John
it's
would
his
trust
wife.
Jill over
I
anyone
know, it's like
else.
his, I'd be like, dude, I'm like his wife. I'm sorry that you're acting like such a dick. Like,
Like, even if Jill's his ex-wife, that's still the love of his life, the mother of his child.
And like,
Of course, she would be his number
and
one.
she, it seems like he probably told her everything because she like knew where to go to like find the traps and like watch the TV. You know what I mean? So she like knew everything, so she could just get down there whenever she wanted. And everybody knew her. Even Amanda knew, like when Jill came around, like fucking go away because she's better than
Yeah,
everybody else.
like she knew how to set up the reverse bear
Yeah,
trap.
that was a reverse bear trap, like 2.0. Did you notice it was like more new looking and had like a little digital clock?
Yeah.
That one's cool.
Yeah. And that was what was in the boxes. So Jigsaw, John Kramer left 5 envelopes for Mark Hoffman or Jill to put together his final trap. Instructions for the last people who need to be tested in the traps, which were the insurance agents, because we find out in another flashback that this insurance guy denied
Yeah,
treatment,
for
funding for
John,
treatment that could have saved John's life, which sounds similar to what he tried to get done in Mexico, but the actual legit one.
is it the same thing? Because isn't it a person who's like, I think they use the same country and the same like description of the
Yeah.
thing. So I think they took that little detail and they're like, let's just go with that.
Yeah, because what we found out in Saw 10 was the treatment in Sweden is real, but the woman was running a scam based on that treatment.
Motherfucker.
But that's for a later episode.
Yeah, but like once he got denied, he was like, I'm gonna fucking put this guy in a trap. Like he already
Yeah.
like said it. Oh, and you got to, this is special, Sam, because this is the movie where he says
The
piranha.
piranha.
So like it's very
Yeah.
special. Everyone thinks it's such a special moment because he's like
It's
piranha.
it was such a weird line, and like
He says it in
piranha.
like a with like an inflection. He's like piranha. He's like
Yeah.
okay.
It's like Tobin Bell read that line. He was like,
He's like, I'm gonna be
what the fuck is
silly. I'm
this?
gonna be silly.
I'm gonna be a little
I'm gonna be
silly.
silly with this one. Piranha. Maybe he wasn't
But
even a line. Maybe he just fucking said it. I don't know.
yeah. But anyway, it seems like this treatment is the one that he thought he was getting later on in Saw 10 when we go back to Saw 10 and flash back to the week before Saw 2. But the legitimate treatment that he wants and thought he was getting. But it was a bunch of people running a scam based on this legitimate treatment. So he tries to convince his insurance people to pay for it. And they're like, no, if Dr. Gordon thought you were a good candidate, he would be recommending you. So we got a Dr. Gordon
Yeah,
mention.
but it was so funny. He said, he was like, yeah, well, like his hand's like on the doorknob every time I'm like meeting with him. And I thought that was funny. Like, as if like Dr. Gordon's always in a fucking rush and just doesn't give a fuck about anybody but having affairs.
John's whole philosophy with punishing this insurance company or testing this insurance company is treatments should be decided between patients and doctors, which is absolutely correct. However, with the way the healthcare system in America works, it's the government making, it's not even the government making decisions, really. It's the insurance companies making the decisions of who gets to live and who dies, based on what treatments they're going to fund. And he has this whole monologue explaining it. And I don't disagree. It's just weird to have this like weird, very relevant political discussion, even Jesus Christ, like 12 years later, having this very relevant healthcare discussion in a Saw movie.
Absolutely. And then he describes how it is in other countries and how we've got it like totally wrong over here in America, you know.
And it is all accurate. I am not going to deny that what he says isn't accurate, which is so weird that this movie is so political and left-leaning, like, because we've been fighting for universal health care in America for years because treatment should not be dictated by insurance companies. And like, this isn't like critical life-saving doctory I'm about to discuss, but a lot of dentists in my area have stopped partnering or being in network with insurance companies because a lot of insurance companies are saying they want root canals performed before less invasive surgeries on the teeth. And the dentists don't agree with that, and they're not going to let an insurance company dictate the order in which they perform procedures. Like my dentist isn't in network with anybody, but they will send the bill to insurance and insurance will pay a portion of it regardless. But they just don't want an insurance company with no like medical background, no medical knowledge dictating what procedures are done for them to do their job. And that's a real problem. And we see that very clearly with John's situation and the other situation. That concludes the movie. What this insurance company was doing was looking for mistakes, looking at patient history. Oh, this guy goes to the doctor 20 times a year. We should not pay for his stuff because he's spending all of our money. So we're gonna cut his policy. We're gonna end our policy with him. And
That's like the
they're
way.
just shitty. They're just shitty people. So how do you deal with shitty people? By
Put him in
murdering
a
them,
trap.
by making the boss guy decide what to do. And this, I'm noticing a pattern with this new trilogy. The second one in this trilogy was a lot like Saw 2, and this one's a lot like Saw 3, where we have this guy going through tests that have to save other people.
But in this one, it's different because not all of them can survive.
Not all of them can survive. It's also different wherein we didn't know this character, but they did a better job at making us like care about him.
We thought he was like the father of that family, but he
Yeah.
wasn't.
And he is actually directly tied to Jigsaw,
Yeah, he is.
unlike fucking Jeff.
Yeah, and I'm like I don't even think that actually those like people who like did the house fire thing, they discussed it in this movie briefly, but I really don't think there was like a major connection with him with that.
No.
Just like random.
The people in the house fire thing were connected to Strom. Strom investigated that situation.
That
So
makes
we did
sense.
figure out how that test inevitably tied to Strom, which helped Hoffman frame Strom for it. But
Here we go.
we find out that the FBI wasn't buying that shit and
Dude,
that Strom's partner was alive.
I know, she was totally alive, but like also, yeah, I guess we can try to like say, oh yeah, it was the other guy, but like when with Strom's like fingerprints and like you know his stuff there, like would they think it would, like I don't know, could maybe they could just like overlook all that and say, nah, Strom was like my bud and I know that he would never do that, so it's definitely the other guy. I don't know, but
And I think to an extent, that's what happened at the end is they didn't buy Hoffman's story for a second. They just were leading him on until they could find enough evidence against him. And they were, and Hoffman was getting nervous about it, which is why at the end, and why he's just a serial killer, is once it was about to be revealed that he was Jigsaw, he just killed everybody in that
And
room.
then burnt the room down.
Yep.
up the building
But
before.
he's just carrying around Strom's hand so he can leave
Dude,
fingerprints.
yeah, and like a cooler.
So yeah, Hoffman just sucks as Jigsaw's successor, which it
Sure
works. It works. You can't have
is.
every like person who takes the Jigsaw mantle
Yeah.
be like John Kramer. And I'm curious because I know the twist in the next movie is that Gordon has been like the true successor this whole time. But I don't know how he acts as Jigsaw's successor. I know his big contribution is he's the one that like inserts the keys into the body parts.
Yeah, his contribution is not going too much into it. Is if you haven't have you seen the next movie or no?
No.
But like you're sort of correct. He doesn't have that huge of a contribution. I wish it was bigger, but he's there to do the medical stuff and like sew their mouth shut or like do the keys inside the body. Exactly right. But that's all. He doesn't like do too much after that. But it's cool to have his reveal because they're gonna reveal something else about him, which you didn't mention. So I'm glad you don't know that part.
Ooh.
And then you'll see like how like he was always like a sleeper hit important guy. So yeah, but no, there's still more stuff for you to discover. It's very cool. But
I just, the only other thing I know is a sad TikTok I saw, which just kind of a fan like theory about Gordon having to go down to the warehouse and always walk past that door with Adam inside, knowing that Adam was waiting in there for him to come with help, but he never did.
Yeah, he never did, and he may have actually come back, but we know that Amanda killed Adam by suffocating him, so he was probably already dead.
I hope we see Dr. Gordon in
Yeah,
Saw 11.
Saw. I know. I
Or,
hope we do too.
yeah.
But this next Saw movie, I'm trying to like remember if it's exactly what I think it is because I know Luke doesn't like a certain Saw, and I think he's getting this confused with Jigsaw, the movie Jigsaw. Yeah, this one's okay. Jigsaw is the one that we don't like that much because it like it's stupid. But that's not this one. So this one's okay. The ending's gonna be okay. I think
Okay.
Gordon is in this one, yeah. This is the one where you that they have the trap in the middle of the like shopping center outside. And so that's how the that is how it
Oh, that's so
opens. It is
stupid.
stupid. It's like a stupid trap. So dumb. But anyway, back to
But yeah, insurance guy is going through the series of tests and he's doing a pretty good job with it.
Yeah,
He's
he is.
put in these impossible situations of who to save, and he's like, no, my decisions aren't like this at all. And it's like, yeah, it kind of is.
Yeah.
Do you save the young, healthy guy with no family
Right.
who's going to care about his death, which is never really true? There's always some family that's going to care.
Right.
Or are you going to save this middle-aged woman who has children, grandchildren, has built an entire life, and there are so many people that are going to miss her, even though she has a history of
Right,
diabetes?
yeah.
And so he chooses to save a secretary with the history of diabetes,
Yeah.
and then he goes on to the next trap, which is a maze with the firm, with the insurance firm's
Oh,
lawyer.
yeah.
And I'm just going to say they had 90 seconds to do this, and it absolutely took longer than 90 seconds.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it did. And then she didn't have to act like a freaking lunatic.
That took forever, and she got the buzzsaw when she realized the key to get out of her trap was sewn up inside of him. And she just immediately grabbed the buzzsaw without even thinking about it. And he's like, no way, I can get it out. I can get it out. Because I think his
Right.
stitches weren't like that serious. He could
No.
just pull them out, I think. And
Yeah.
he knew that too.
But
But
she had to act like a
yeah, she
bitch,
had to be a bitch about it.
Oh man.
Yeah. Meanwhile, while all this is going on, we see that there's a mother and son locked up in a trap, and there's a bucket of hydrofluoric acid
Yeah.
and a lever that says live or die. And the son eventually realizes that there's someone on the other side of the glass, and it's revealed that it's the reporter lady on the other side of the glass with the same live or die trap. No, she doesn't have a live or die, does
No,
she?
but
She just has a vat.
she's on
She
the
has a
wall.
vat
She's
of
on the other
acid.
side of the wall, and the other side of the glass is Hoffman's like camera room.
But they realize this, and eventually insurance guy makes it to them. And even though we've been led to believe that the family is his, it's not. The reporter is his sister.
Yeah.
And
Yep, of course.
Jigsaw, John Kramer, comes on the camera and he apologizes to the mother and son, saying he didn't want to involve them with this trap, but they have the choice to make whether they let him live or let him die, knowing that he's the reason her husband, his father, is the reason he didn't get treatment because of the insurance policy, because the insurance denied his claim, and without the treatment, he died. The mother contemplates, but she ultimately decides she can't live with herself if she does to him what he did to her husband. But the son's like, "But I can." And so he pulls the lever, and David was watching with me at this point, and the final trap that kills the insurance guy is hydrofluoric acid is being pumped directly into his body. And David says what happened in the movie is not exactly what would happen. It happened way too fast, but it would be a terrible way to die in real life because what the acid would do in real life is decalcify your bones. So essentially dissolve your
Oh my
bones
God.
over the course of a few hours.
Oh, hours. Oh God. Okay.
Yeah. So what happened in the movie is much faster. In reality, it's much, much worse
Ugh.
than what we saw in
Also,
the
they make you
movie.
think it's going to come out of the ceiling, like the, you know what I mean? Like the fire sprinklers, but it just is in like a bunch of needles and like a thing that swings down. I'm like, whoa.
So really, while it's gross in the movie, it's much more horrifying if that
Oh.
happens to you in real life because it's going to take over the course of hours and you're going to feel your bones slowly dissolve in your body.
Yeah, that's
But that's
terrible.
not exciting for
No,
movies.
it's good fast and then have your body melt in half. Oh.
And then right after that,
Yeah.
Hoffman's sitting in his chair watching the conclusion of this
He's
trap,
sitting in his chair,
and
yeah.
Jill comes in through the door and electrocutes him until he's unconscious. And then she quickly
Yeah.
takes out the new reverse bear trap and puts it on his head. And she says, "Sorry, Mark, but I have the sixth envelope." And she pulls out his picture because he was the last person John wanted tested.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
she's like, "It's John's will." And then she starts the timer and leaves. And we see Mark panic and he's able to get the trap off his head. And that's where the movie ends.
Dude, I,
So we know
yeah.
that the next movie is probably going to be Jill versus
Jill
Mark.
versus Mark. I do want to point out that although, like, you can say whatever you want about Mark, and he's not doing a very good job as Jigsaw, however, he has more of a will to live because he's able to get out of this trap, but Jill made it so he couldn't because she like strapped his hands. And so because he like got his hand out and then he didn't have a key to get it off, so it was going to kill him anyway, but like somehow he was able to like figure out to put it in that window and it opened and he like fucked up his face. And so like he is he's got a strong will to live. So he's learning from Jigsaw, but he's not doing Jigsaw stuff good enough. But he can do a good job at surviving traps.
Yeah, that's the basic gist of the story. The FBI agents are dead, so
Yeah.
I think we're done with that portion of the Saw
Yeah. That's basically all
franchise.
the FBI. They're all dead now. So, like, there can't be any more to come around. Oh.
So I'm positive that the next one is going to be Mark versus Jill. They're the last two like successors of Jigsaw that we're supposed to know about at this point.
Yes.
And then the mother and son and reporter just have to live with what they witnessed.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, so this next movie though is actually a pretty interesting trap because of the person that they choose. And so I'm excited to see what you think about it. And so that's cool. But like I said, Jigsaw like kind of sucks whenever we get there, but that's not until, is it Spiral then Jigsaw or Jigsaw then Spiral?
It's Jigsaw then Spiral.
Oh, but Jigsaw is like stupid. But we gotta watch it. Still important.
So production, not too many new like attempts were made with this. It's pretty standard. It's pretty color by numbers. Saw at this point, unlike Saw 4, which had so many of those weird transitions, I haven't noticed them
Nope.
as
I think
glaringly.
they like put a halt on that.
Because
Good.
we have another new director for this movie,
Yeah.
who is the editor of the first five films. So we've had two director switches since Saw 4. And I wonder if we'll have another one for Saw 7 / Saw the final chapter / Saw 3D / Saw 3D the final chapter.
Right, I know. I can't believe it has like three different names, dude.
We still have James Wan and Leigh Whannell on board for executive producers. I do wonder, he probably would never come back because James Wan has like outgrown the Saw franchise. He only directed the first one, but it would be nice to have Wan and Whannell helm a future installment. That would just be
Yeah,
nice
that would be.
to actually conclude the series. They didn't, no, I don't think they did Saw 10. I think they were still just producers, but still, scrolling through, I didn't see a lot going on. Oh, apparently Saw 6 would be po did come out in 3D as well. No, wait, it didn't. So this is the one note that'll probably lead to what happens with Saw 7. The producer said the director said that Lionsgate told him a week before filming that Saw 6 would be post-converted into 3D. He was upset by this since the film he envisioned was a 2D film aesthetically. The plans were later abandoned due to time constraints. This movie wouldn't have worked as a 3D film because it wasn't shot for 3D. And like sometimes post 3D conversions work really well, but in 2009 slash 8, I don't think it would have. Like, I've seen Titanic in 3D twice at this point, and that's an absolutely stunning conversion. And it's a stunning conversion because I think at one point it was intended to be 3D. I think they did do like a 3D release in the 90s in 97.
Yeah, I saw it in 3D too, and it's really well done.
Yeah, but you have James Cameron helming that 3D
Of course.
conversion.
Yeah, that's why it's like freaking
And
flawless.
like he basically invented the new 3D technology we're using today
In the next
with
movie.
Avatar.
Good.
Like, I don't want to talk out of my ass, but I'm pretty sure James Cameron had a huge role in the real D 3D technology.
Cool. I bet he
Like,
did. He does like everything. He's like a genius.
I will dick ride for James Cameron any day of the week
He's
because
so great.
he's great, and he has a big ego,
Because he's
but
great.
that's because it's because his contributions to film
The
are
best.
so important. Like, he invented new cameras to do Avatar 2.
Dude, he literally has
Like,
been to the deepest part of the ocean like three different
I know,
times.
he makes these movies just because he wants to fund his underwater exploration.
He like owns the biggest collection of Titanic artifacts, I'm pretty sure, right? Doesn't he like own a whole bunch?
I don't know. I know he's been down to the Titanic
Oh my
more
God,
times.
that's
I'm
amazing.
not sure if he has
Does he
artifacts
have?
because he's one of the most vocal people about not taking stuff off the Titanic.
Yeah, no, I mean like the stuff that's in like museums and stuff. I know that some people can own them or museums own them, but does he have a collection or does
Oh,
he not?
I'm not sure. I just know he's been down to the wreckage more than any other person
Yeah.
and that he
Doesn't want to
is
take from it.
very vocal about the Titanic being a grave site. He's one of his quotes regarding the Titanic is, "You're not going to find bodies, but what you're going to find are pairs of shoes, and each pair of shoe was a person." Which some historians have problems with because, there could just be pairs of shoes that were left in the staterooms. But I think that's a good way to look at it, is just assume that if you see a pair of shoes on that ocean floor, it was
There's a
a
person.
person.
Oh my God.
And that thing should be left alone. But this isn't about James Cameron. This is
God.
about Saw 3D eventually.
Dude, yeah, you will know it's very 3D in your face.
Yeah, and that's the problem with a lot of 3D films that came out at this time, even with something as big as Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part One. There are scenes that are so specific for that 3D format at that time that watching it now, it's just so kind of awkward because you're not watching them with 3D glasses at home. And I haven't seen a 3D movie recently. There's been a couple of movies that I wish I saw in 3D instead of the format that we saw them in. Like the Mario movie, when we saw that, there was the option of RPX or 3D. And I usually go for RPX because that's just the best way to see a movie these days. The seats vibrate and it's so immersive.
Oh, that's cool.
But for like the Mario movie, the bass wasn't that good, so the seats didn't really vibrate. So I think 3D would have been more fun. The Meg 2 we saw in Screen X, which is I don't want to say it's Regal specific, but it's a format of film that's cool in concept, but not a lot of films are made with that format in mind. So they do a lot of post-digital expansions. So with Screen X, you have the main screen, and then there are two more screens on either side of you that expand the image in certain scenes. And it's cool in concept, but again, I think 3D would have been more fun. But I think they're just better designed to be 3D, but also a good 2D experience. It's just bringing more stuff out. And don't even get me started on 4DX.
Oh gosh.
I haven't seen a movie in 4DX yet, but I wish I saw Titanic in 4DX.
Yes, that's cool.
Because the seats move, they
Oh my
move with
God,
you.
I'd be terrified.
I know with
That sounds cool.
the Titanic 4DX release that happened last year, you could smell Rose's perfume when she got out of the car for the first time.
Gosh.
And they also have like the ability to mist you with water. So as the
Oh
ship is
my
sinking, they're
God.
also squirting water in your face, and the seats are
I'd be
slowly
like,
tilting
oh my
upward as the ship
God.
sinks.
No,
And I was
it's
just
too
like, I
scary.
want to see that so
Oh my
bad.
God.
That's so
That is
immersive.
really immersive. I'd be too scared, but you'd have to go do it for the both of us so I could know what it's like.
I'm trying to convince David that we need to take a road trip to see Twisters in 4DX if they do a 4DX
That'll
release.
be like, that's like close to being on like the Twister ride at Universal. Have you ever been to Universal on the Twister ride?
I've only ever been to Disney. I didn't go to Universal.
It's not a Twister ride, but it's like, yeah, it's a
David's been on the Twister experience, so I know what you're
Yeah, you
talking
know what I mean?
about.
Okay, so yeah, that's really cool. You probably really love that, but it's like probably gone now. But yeah, it's like that. So it's like, oh, it's like a ride. So they're trying to make it, yeah, way more immersive. But that's really cool. Yeah, so Twisters, and then Titanic last year. I saw Titanic last year, but just in the basic theater. The basic. It's still nice. Dude, I'm seeing Titanic tonight, Sam.
Ooh.
At the do you know what a like the Rangos Theater is? It's like a big theater that's like a on the inside it's like a big spherical thing.
Ooh.
Have you ever
That sounds really cool.
they have it because they have the Titanic Expo down here at the Carnegie Science Center and I saw it last week and then I noticed that at their theater, which is called the Rangos Theater, it's like a I'll to tell you what kind of theater it is. They're showing Titanic, so we're going to see it tonight, Sam. So I'll be thinking about you. Because I always think
Exciting.
about you when I think about Titanic. Because you're my Titanic buddy. But anyway, I saw 3D when you see it, Sam. Like, I gotta tell you that like
It's gonna be
the
obvious.
opening credit is like a saw coming at your face. And you're gonna be like, this is so dumb.
Ooh.
You're like, whoa, gotta duck my head for that. And it's very silly, but it's very 3D.
Another production note, just because I'm looking at it on Wikipedia, for the carousel room, the actors were given anti-nausea medicine because the thing was actually spinning
As
the entire
it
time they
was
were
spinning,
filming.
yeah, good point. Yeah, I guess some people could, yeah, get a little sick after a while, and you're trying to work yourself up to be really upset because you're about to be shot by the shotgun or whatever.
And question about that, because I wasn't listening to John Kramer that well.
Yeah,
Could he have theoretically saved them all?
I don't think so because he was saying in the rules, he was like, there's, he said there's five of them or six of them, but only two can get off the ride. But I feel like he, you know what? But if I think about it, like he could have pressed the button all six times and just mangled his hand. He probably could have saved them all. I don't know about the ones that were hanging by the neck.
That's something I'll have
He would
to
have ripped his arms off.
research and
Yeah.
see if there is a way to save
He
everyone
could have
in each
saved
trap.
maybe both if he was really strong. But it seemed like if he let them both go, it would have like ripped both his arms off and they would have both maybe died. And then he would have maybe died too. I don't know. But yeah, dude, he probably could have saved. You don't have to listen to the rules. You could try to save everybody if you want them to be alive. And then,
The director also wanted to bring Cary Elwes back for this one, but Elwes was unavailable at the
Oh, so
time.
like, okay, next one,
So,
bud. And he's like, yeah. Next one.
But
Cool.
those are
What was the other trap? Is it another trap after that? No, was that the last one?
the first trap was the air
The
trap.
air trap and then the smoking guy. Well, I feel like that one one of them had to die for the other to escape because it
Yeah.
wasn't, I see. Well, that's fucked up.
Yeah. But yeah,
Yeah.
that's all I have for production. I didn't
Okay.
take a lot of notes for
Yeah,
production.
no, it was fine.
I was also reading this morning, so
That's
I was
okay.
lazy about
No,
research.
it was nothing flashy. It was
No.
nothing different. And although it was a new director, it didn't like change how it really looked too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At this point, the directors are just filling in,
Yeah.
just coloring by numbers,
Right.
like when you're a ghostwriter for
Yeah.
a franchise.
Yeah. They're like, okay, do I still have questions about that? I'm gonna fill in the blanks myself. So like that's cool that they're doing that because that's helping. Yeah.
This movie did also come in second place again, but the movie that it came in second to is a little less jarring than High School Musical
Oh,
3. It
yeah.
came in second behind Paranormal Activity.
Damn, the first one?
Yeah.
Wow. Now that you can't really do anything about that because I was like.
Yeah, and I understand because those ads for the first Paranormal Activity are pretty iconic, where it just shows the audience reacting and screaming.
Yeah. And you're like, oh my God, that must be terrifying. I gotta see that movie. But like, we
Yeah.
didn't have a really good, like, a hidden camera ghost movie until then. You know? Damn.
And
It's a good one.
this detail is interesting as I'm reading Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Paranormal Activity was only playing on 64% as many screens as Saw, so it was showing in less theaters,
Oh.
but made more money than Saw
I
still.
see. Well, yeah.
That's wild.
That is wild. Yeah.
Yeah, but those are all the fun production notes I have.
Cool.
Realistic aspects, cleaning up your husband's mess.
Yeah. Yes, cleaning up her husband's mess. Having just actually realizing that you like killing people. And so you just kill everybody who gets in your way or annoys you. And then the realistic aspects we talked about in length is the health insurance issue, money lenders who prey on people that they'll be able to in debt more, or like, you know, they'll be more in debt. What else?
Missing your brother, missing your birthday.
Yeah, I mean, dang. But he had to get
I
ready for
guess that was
his.
the twist I didn't touch on
Yeah.
maybe I did. We talked a lot. The
Yeah.
reporter is the insurance guy's sister, and
Yeah.
it was her birthday, and he was canceling plans.
Right, but in the film call, it made it seem like it was like his wife or something or whatever. But like, of course, he has no family because he's in love with work. Guys, we should be doing that. But, yeah. So like, dude, missing her birthday, like whatever. Being like the only journalist that's like still trying to like write stuff about like Jigsaw. I feel like it's pretty soon after his death, so it's like all over the news all the time, and like everybody, it's in the magazines, so it's like super popular topic. I don't know what else, Sam. It's mostly the insurance stuff, the FBI being onto, but uh-oh, you died because Hoffman is the apex predator of the movie, so he can't be killed, but he will kill you no matter what it takes. Oh, also like not being good enough, although Jigsaw chose you, and then having to find that out by his ex-wife who you like dislike. It's like, oh God damn it. He was gonna kill me all along. Before he died, he made that box. You know what I mean? He knew he wasn't good enough because he fucked up that one trap because he was like messing with it and he like messed it up and they got annoyed. And Amanda knew more stuff about engineering than him. I don't know. He just is not willing to learn. She's hard-headed. That's it. Nothing really else.
That's all I've got. I'll give this one an aw, yeah, because nothing can be worse
No.
than Saw 4 at this point for
No.
me.
Yeah, you're right. You know, Saw 4 was a really low point. Also, Saw 5 was it was a little better though than Saw 4. I think we just discussed that. The next one's not bad, but like I do have to say, like Jigsaw is not very good. But was an exciting movie because I feel like it came out way after, like way after 3D. All right, but we'll see about how we feel about the next movie. But yeah, I will also give it an eye on the fuck me up because I love Saw. Even if it's shit, I love Jigsaw. Yeah, that's that. Any other notes on the movie and I can wrap us up?
I don't think so.
Cool. Yeah. Awesome. Well, I'm glad that you liked it. I'm glad that it kind of like wrapped up some loose ends, which I thought were important. The next thing we'll watch is The Fall of the House of Usher, episode 7 or 6. I'm getting
Six, I think. Whatever the next episode
Yeah,
is.
whatever the next episode is, guys, just watch the next one. Don't like rewatch the same one. All right, cool. Well, if we're ready to end, then I'll suck out your notes. So thanks for tuning into our episode. We are the Real Horror Show podcast. Our host is Sam Odie, and I'm the co-host, Stormy Skies. The podcast was created by Sam Odie and Stormy Skies and is directed, edited, and produced by Sam Odie. You can find Sam on Instagram at Sam is writing stuff, and you can find Stormy on Instagram at The Stormy Skies. You can find the Real Horror Show podcast on Spotify, TuneIn, iTunes, Google Play Store, Pandora, and anywhere you like to stream your podcasts. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you're always in the know when a new episode comes out. Follow us on social media. You can find the Real Horror Show podcast on Instagram, Threads, TikTok, Facebook, and yes, Twitter too. We do more than just podcasts. We love to write and have plenty of great movie reviews and essays, all of which can be found on our website, realhorrorshow.com. We love hearing from our listeners. You can ask us a question or send us a movie request for view by DMing us on social media, or you can even send us an email at realhorrorshowpodcast@gmail.com. Call for guests. Do you love horror movies? Are you a podcaster, a content creator, a movie lover, or anyone in between who is listening to our show? We would love to have you as a guest on one of our episodes. Reach out to us via social media DM or email us at realhorrorshowpodcast@gmail.com. Our podcast episodes featuring guests are all listed on our website, realhorrorshow.com. We are so thankful for all of our listeners. You are the life force of our podcast, and we wouldn't really exist without you. Thank you all for making this podcast real and supporting us as we record every week. You can support us in different ways, such as liking and sharing our podcast episodes on social media. Giving us a review will help the podcast more than you know and will help other listeners find it too. You can also donate to Real Horror Show by visiting our support page on our website. You can make a one-time donation via PayPal, buy us a coffee with the Buy Us a Coffee button, or explore our very interesting Amazon wish list. And any other pertinent news to share this time?
Not at the
Yeah,
moment.
not really, guys. It's April, so enjoy the April showers. Hopefully, it'll get warmed up soon where you're at. I
Hopefully.
know, right? It snowed in my region the other day. Me and Sam were talking about it off mic, but our outro song is called "Creepy Doll" by Jonathan Colton, and he can be found at jonathancolton.com. Thank you, fuck off, and have a swell evening. This is Real Horror Show signing off.
Bye.
Bye.